Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. We thank you that through it you reveal yourself to us. And so as you speak, grant us hearts that are willing to listen and respond. Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Years ago, a magazine published a story of a young girl named Sarah. And when Sarah was just 4 years old, she got too close to an open fire at a construction site. And her pants caught fire in an instant. And she was very badly burned. There were scars all over her legs, and the scars looked like the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. And it was a horrific sight. A few years later, Sarah was asked, if you could have one wish, what would it be? Well, she answered, I wish that everyone could have legs like mine. I wish that everyone could have legs like mine. And we might think that's a shocking thing to say. Why would she wish for something like that? And the thing is, she wasn't wishing her misfortune on others. No, she was wishing that they could share her pain, that they would understand how she felt. She wanted others to be like her so that they could identify with her, so that she didn't feel so alone in her misery. Well, during Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and this has been described as good news of great joy, and that phrase comes from today's gospel reading. The birth of Jesus was announced as that, good news of great joy. Well, why is it good news, and why is it reason for great joy? What's so wonderful about this news? Well, when the eternal divine Son of God came in human flesh and was born as a baby, he did something far greater than merely having legs like Sarah's. Jesus came as a human being to identify with our pain and our suffering and our weakness. He came to show us that God is truly with us and that he understands. And we might know this intellectually. For those of us who have been in church for a while, we certainly know this. But we might not be able to comprehend how incredible, how wonderful this truly is. Allow me to try to explain using an analogy that, well, you might find a little unpleasant. Bear with me for a while. I'm going to ask you, shockingly, to think about cockroaches. Cockroaches. I think most of us don't like them. We probably think of them as filthy, disgusting creatures. Some of us would run past rubbish dumps just to stay as far away from them as possible. We might not even see them there, but we just think they could be there, and I don't want to be anywhere close to that. I'm going to ask you to imagine becoming a cockroach and then dwelling amongst cockroaches. And that's probably quite a repulsive thought. You might think, I don't want to have to debase myself like this. I don't even want to think about that. Well, when the Son of Man came in human flesh, he debased himself far, far more than we would if we became cockroaches. Because the difference, the gap, if you like, between God and man is far greater than the gap between us and cockroaches. God is infinite. He's the pre-existent creator, whereas man and cockroach are both finite creatures. And yet Jesus lowered himself, he humbled himself, he debased himself and became one of us. God became man. He didn't stay far away from the rubbish dump. He didn't run past it hastily. No, he came. He stepped right into the rubbish dump of our sinful world. And he willingly lived in the midst of our moral filth. He came to identify with our suffering. He came to share in our weakness. He came to feel our pain. To let us know that God truly is with us, that he understands, and that we are not alone. Jesus doesn't only come alongside us to comfort us, even though that alone would be amazing and wonderful. No. He wasn't satisfied with just that, but he came to change and to transform our situation. He came to bring us out of our rubbish dump. C.S. Lewis put it beautifully when he said that the Son of God became a man so that men could become sons of God. The Son of God became a man so that men could become sons of God. And of course, here the terms men and sons are used generically. So with more inclusive language, we would say that the Son of God became a human being so that human beings could become sons and daughters of God. And so the heart of the matter is our relationship with God, God the Father. That's the heart of it all. Because all of us were created by God to have this personal relationship with Him, to know Him, to love Him. But this relationship has been damaged because of our sin, our every wrong thought, word, and action, our inherent selfishness, our desire to rule over our own lives, to be independent of God. Essentially, we have sought to take God's rightful place in our lives. We replaced and rejected Him. And as a result of our sin, we were separated from God. And the Bible calls this spiritual death. We were separated from the true source of life. And the brokenness, the emptiness that we all experience from time to time at least is a result of our sin, a result of the sinful state of humanity. And God would have been totally blameless and just if He were to leave us to our own devices, to leave us to live as we please and to suffer the consequences. He could have done that, but no, He loves us far too much to allow that to happen. And so Jesus came, born as a baby, as part of the Father's rescue plan for all humanity. Jesus came to be our Savior. He would later die on the cross in order to pay the price for our sins so that we may receive forgiveness from God and be reconciled to Him. Jesus rose from the dead and conquered sin and death, and He calls us to live a new life, to receive the gift of eternal life, and that's to enjoy God and to dwell in His presence forever, not only here on earth, but beyond our time on earth. The famous verse, John 3:16, tells us, "For God so loved the world, for God so loved humanity, for God so loved you and me, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." In His love for us, God gave us His Son. And in so doing, He gave us the greatest gift of all. And Jesus came in human flesh. He died on the cross in our place. And He rose from the dead to give us new life. And He calls us to step out of the rubbish dump of our sinful nature and enter into a new way of life, a life of obeying Him, of trusting Him, of following Him, of submitting to Him as Lord. And in this new way of life, we receive His love, His peace, His joy, His hope. No matter how well we are doing in life, and no matter how strong we may appear on the outside, we all know deep inside that something isn't right. Something isn't right. We all have our moments of despair, of emptiness, of hopelessness, moments when we feel awfully alone. And this feeling of loneliness has been especially acute for many of us during this present pandemic. Well, many years ago, Blaise Pascal, a Christian thinker, spoke of a God-shaped hole or vacuum in our souls. And there is this emptiness inside that we often try to fill, and we try to fill it with different things. Perhaps career or money or possessions. power, fame, popularity. For some of us, we turn to food, or perhaps family and friends. And some of these things may make us feel better for a while, and they're certainly not all bad things. But try as we might, that emptiness remains. And we wonder, isn't there some way for us to fill that emptiness? Isn't there some way for us to fill that emptiness? And the answer is no. There isn't. We can't fill that emptiness. But God can. We can't fill that emptiness, but God can. This God-shaped hole in our souls can only be filled by God Himself. And the question is, would you allow Him to do so? Many of us here are Christians, but would you give up practicing empty religion? Would you truly seek God and allow Him to fill you and make you whole? My life is far from perfect, but I really can't imagine life without God. And I don't mean just with God at the periphery, but with God at the center. Because during this journey of faith in Him, I've experienced His goodness, His love, His peace, His joy. And there is a satisfaction that comes from following Him. And that's a satisfaction that we long for and we can't find anywhere else. Now, that's not to say that I follow Him as well as I should. I certainly don't. And yet He has allowed me to experience that sense of fulfillment that comes from seeking Him. And I pray that you would resolve to seek Him in a similar way, that you would allow Him to fill that emptiness within, and that you would taste His goodness. During Christmas, we especially remember and we celebrate the birth of Jesus. We remember that the Son of God came as a man, and He did this for you and for me. He came to share our pain. He came to identify with us. He came to give us life and hope through reconciliation with God the Father. And He came so that you and I could be sons and daughters of God. Indeed, this is good news of great joy. There may be a few here who aren't Christians, and perhaps some are joining us via live stream. And I want to urge you to put your trust in the Lord. Give your life to Him and acknowledge Christ as your Savior and your Lord. Many of us are Christians, but some may have drifted far from God. And I urge you to return to Him today. So ask us all to join our hearts in prayer as we look to the Lord together. Lord, You see us and You know us. You see all that's in our hearts. And You see that emptiness within that You long to fill. So Lord, I pray that You help each and every one of us to open our hearts to You, to welcome You in, to allow You to take Your rightful place. Fill us with Your peace, Your joy, and Your hope. Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.